Standing in the Cardinals clubhouse on the Cardinals radio network, Tom Ackerman with Ryan O'Reilly, the Stanley Cup champion. Nice to hear that, isn't it?
It's I still can't believe it. It's got a great sound to it.
What a trophy it is. It's right behind us. Look at this. Dexter Fowler is posing with it. What a great thing to get together with the Cardinals today.
It's amazing. Yeah, I haven't had the chance to get down here and see it and meet a lot of the guys. So this is a really cool experience, and to have a cup with us too, it's history.
Let's bring in Dexter Fowler for a second. Dexter, how about this?
No, this is awesome. It's awesome. I've seen the one on the right. I've never seen the one on the left. I've seen it from afar, but this is awesome.
It's amazing.
Glad to have them both in the city.
Yeah, it looks pretty darn good. That's
right?
For sure.
Right, it'd be good to have them both in the same year.
Yeah, that sounds real nice,
right?
Too.
Right,
absolutely,
right,
wouldn't it? It's really something. A championship is so special. Just your level of respect for what they did.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome having winning one myself. I mean, it's a grind. It's a grind, especially where y'all came from, the adversity y'all went through, and to come out and do it for the city. It was great for the city. So
I appreciate
that. We're all
that.
Proud of you over here. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Ryan, this trophy. So it's told a few stories already, hasn't it?
It sure has. It's hockey history. It's the ultimate hockey goal. And, it's been around for so many years and, so many names on there. As a kid, I pretended to be. It's amazing to think that, my name and the guys I play with were going to be on that, that trophy.
What will you do with it? Where will you take it?
I'm going to take it back to Ontario, Canada, to a small town, Seaforth, Ontario, and Goderich, Ontario. It's where I grew up and train a lot there. And that's kind of where I first started playing hockey, and that dream kind of developed. So, I want to go back there and share it with the people because, I wouldn't have won it if it wasn't for, that area and the people in that area.
Just going back to Game 7, it's been 2 weeks. Just your reflections on how you made that game happen and that win happen.
I know, I kind of want to rewatch it. I feel like it was such a blur. You're just kind of so in the moment. But it was, it was an amazing game. They came out and they took it to us. And Binnington, shut the door, played amazing. And we, we scored a couple goals and we're going in the second period up 2-0 after not playing that well. So, the belief was there. And we just kind of had that feeling that, we're going to get this done if we outwork them. And guys just battled and played real so well defensively. And we solidified it.
And then the parade down Market Street, was it more than you could have even imagined?
It blew my mind. It was just crazy from stepping out. You make one turn, you see people, and you make another turn, and it just keeps escalating, and it didn't stop. It just kept getting crazier and crazier, and it was so cool to see the reaction of the people and how many people came out. It's amazing that we did it and got to share it with them.
You get another one tonight at Busch Stadium. You're going to have some Blues fans up in there tonight.
I'm excited. It's going to be cool to see. It's a great thing to be a part of.
Thank you. Cardinals, that looks good on you.
It does. It is. It's a nice look.
Thanks for the time. Ryan O'Reilly with us on the Cardinals Radio Network.